True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We kind of asked this question going, or actually we did ask this question going into the break, that if you look at the Browns, you know what happens when you start writing.
It's so fun, man.
Well, when you start writing, like, and you use, like, sometimes when I write, I use, I can't remember the name of the, I use just a thing to check over my grammar.
Because yeah, I'm GPT.
Not, no, I don't use ChatGPT. I use Grammarly.
So, oh, Grammarly is how, no, I was just being a jerk.
Oh, no, no, no. So I use Grammarly because I just don't like, I've always had kind of a problem with punctuation and there. Those are the ones that always crush me. Oh, were you being a little sarcastic?
No, I didn't know that.
What, with punctuation?
Yeah.
I just like, sometimes it's like, do you use a dash here? Do you use a colon? Do you use semicolon? Do you use there is the other one that always gets me.
Do you use anything that makes you feel good?
Yeah, I guess so. And so, you know, I use it just to correct myself. It's like having your own Dr. Red Pen without having to turn something in without having a red pen coming back at you.
Yeah.
And I forgot the entire point of the story that I was just about to tell you, but just looking at corrections and trying to figure out, you know, what you're writing and what you're actually seeing and what are we actually seeing with the Browns, I think is the point that I'm trying to get to. That if you're starting the season with a 40-year-old quarterback and two rookies, what are you really saying here? What are we really doing? And the two rookies aren't first-round draft picks. I think that's important because, and again, you've heard me for the last...
What'd you do with Andy Baskin?
For the last 6 weeks, I don't want to look at this team that way. I don't want to put a label on any of the quarterbacks. And yet, reality tells you sometimes when you walk by that, you know, what did they actually build here as far as the guys that are going to generate the offense on this team? And it goes beyond the quarterback situation. So, let's be honest. I mean, you have one true wide receiver. And one guy, I should say one proven wide receiver. Is that a fair way to put it? Is that better?
Yeah, that's probably better.
They have proven receiver.
Is it fair, Andy, that thought, and I'm sure I'm not alone, ever since they made the trade and traded down and picked up next year's number one, I've been trying to stay focused on this season, even though everything I know about sports screams the focus is on 2026. And I'm hoping that they win 12 games and make the playoffs. But I'm wondering if that's actually in the best interest of the organization.
Don't you want to believe that they picked up two guys that would have gone in the top five in the draft? It, you know, for all the talk that was out there about Shador being a top three pick, and then Mason Graham, this could go down. Look, if for some reason they finally get Shador out on the field, and he has unbelievable success beyond what we believe, this will have been one of the best drafts ever.
Well, can't you substitute Dylan Gabriel's name for Shador's there?
Yes and no. I think it's the impact is even greater because Shador ended up going in the fifth round. This is where you look at it from that perspective. Where you're like, wow, that, what a steal. This guy was supposed to be in the first round, then they end up getting in the fifth round.
He wasn't supposed to be in the first round. If he was, he would have been taken in the first round.
So why were there so many mock drafts? Why were there so many experts saying that he could be a top five pick?
The same reason that people are screaming right now he should be the starting quarterback, because everybody's buying the hype. Maybe it's
not
maybe
just
it's,
hype. Maybe I mean, he did
some,
have
maybe at some point, Andy, he could be a wonderful quarterback in this league. I sure hope so. I sure hope so. But let's be realistic. I mean, and the same with Dylan Gabriel. Let's be realistic there. There's a reason that nobody jumped on him in the first or second rounds, and there's a reason that nobody jumped on Shador in the earlier rounds, because they don't believe they're ready to go, either one of them. Doesn't mean that they can't become really good. They can. But I think that, that whole narrative that this guy was a first-round pick needs to be buried, because he wasn't.
Okay, so should the draft, and I'm asking you this based on what you just said, should your draft status dictate how fast you should get in? No. I'm not saying it's not just for this year. It's for every year. So if you're a first-round draft pick, you should be expected to be in the league start of your very first game of the season, maybe midway through the season, end of the first season. Like, as we say, if you're a first-round draft pick, are you first year? If you're a second-round draft pick, are you first year, second year, third? Like, should where you're drafted dictate how long it should take you to get into
Absolutely
the league?
Absolutely not. When you're ready to play, you're ready to play. End of story. That's and right now, I wish we could bury the draft status of Gabriel and Sanders. Doesn't matter, because right now they're Cleveland Browns quarterbacks.
I'll buy that.
And whichever one is ready to go is ready to go when the time comes, if the time comes.
And I've been saying that since they drafted both of them. So I think we're on the same page with that. I ran into a buddy the other day, and he asked me how many wins, and I was like, eight, optimistically? But is that the worst place to be? Eight wins. Let's take some phone calls on this. Nate is in West Salem. Hey, Nate, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good Nate.
I will never understand why our quarterback room right now is not Kenny Pickett, Jackson Dart, and Tyler Huntley. Veteran, promising new guy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Highly touted and capable third stringer used for emergencies. Instead, we're dealing with, and I love Joe, but he's 40. And then we've got a guy that everybody says if he was 6 inches taller, he would have been in the first round. Well, he's not 6 inches taller. And then we've got a guy that dropped from the first to the fifth. And I understand next year's a quarterback class, but it didn't mean we had to punt and draft a third and fifth round quarterback and sit here and that's the conversation forever. Jackson Dart was there. We could have gotten him. We had the trade capital to get him. We could have still, I don't understand why our quarterback room looks like it does today. And I put that all on Andrew Berry. I think he's done a poor job.
Nate, I would trade the three quarterbacks that you mentioned for the three that we have right now. I would prefer your group.
Absolutely.
But I keep looking toward next year and thinking that has to be what they have in mind here. Has to be.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you
what. Hang on 1 second. Is that not a formula for failure?
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it doesn't scream to me that you're trying to go out and win 12 games. But I honestly like Nate's three quarterbacks better. I like Pickett better than Flacco because I just wanted to see it. I like Jackson Dart a lot, and Huntley can play. You know, he's not phenomenal, but he can play. And I think they have their fingers crossed on all three of these guys.
Nate, thank you. Appreciate it. 216-474-0092. We're in that world right now that if Kevin Stefanski steps to the podium, we are going to take him live. So if we have to cut you off, we might have to cut you off here. Let's go to Silver Spring, Maryland. Serge. What's up, Serge?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the call.
Well, thank you for calling from Maryland.
Yeah, I'm an Akron transplant, been living here in the D.C. area for more than 10 years now, but love my Brownies.
All righty.
Well, I just, to answer your question, Andy, I think they're a team that's in a flat line. They're going to play better than three games from last year. It's all about basically reestablishing the basics of what Stefanski wants to do. You know where they are defensively, getting back to basics offensively. And Joe Flacco, to me, fits perfectly as basically a person who could basically steady the ship until they figure out what they want to do next year. It is about next year, no question about that. But the one thing that bothers me is people are just presuming failure. I think they should look at it as more of a transition. The owner trusts the coach and he trusts the GM, though they have work to do. They all have work to do. So let's just calm the nerves and see just how the season plays out. I'm not going to put a number on it, win or loss-wise. They'll just play better than they did last year, that's for sure.
Gotcha. Okay, leave yourself plenty of time on the beltway today if you go over there. Thank you, Serge. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Serge.
Let's go down to Florida, man. We are all over the place today. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Hi, what's cooking?
My perspective on this is a little different. As a fan, I'm tired of punting till next year. I completely disagree with we need to have Tom Brady or a franchise quarterback in order to compete. If you look at just in the teams in our division, Pittsburgh hasn't lost less than five games since the 1950s. There were decades when they had Mark Malone, Bubby Brister, Tommy Maddox, and they always fielded a team to win that year. If you look at Baltimore, Flacco was the first quarterback they ever had. They never lost less than four games with guys like Kyle Bowler, a washed-up Vinny Testaverde, and guys that you may never even have heard of off the bench that they had playing there. Trent Dilfer was terrible, and he just ran that team as a management guy. I just want to win. I'm tired of let's play DTR to see what he's got, and we lose. Or let's play this guy and see what he's got, and then we lose, and we lose, and we lose. And then by the time we draft a quarterback, that coach is gone. That we're just in this vicious cycle. I just want to put the guys out there and try to win every week. I think culturally we need that. Imagine what it does to you as a veteran on this team when you know this team is going in this never-ending perpetual cycle of finding a quarterback. It makes you never care about the present. So I think we need to change the culture by focusing on the present. Play Flacco. I wouldn't even until he gets injured or we're 0-10, I would leave him on the field. As a fan, I want to win. And I think for the first time in a long time, the ticket sales for Cleveland, I'm sure you've heard the rumbling, is starting to finally reflect the fans are tired of it. We're tired of punting to some future that never comes. That's my perspective.
Yeah, but Brian, when they made that trade and dropped out of five and picked up the extra one, didn't it put your mind looking toward next year?
Well, I was very disappointed with Barry. I thought they were tired of the Johnny Manziels and the fiasco at quarterback and the Watsons and all of the polarization. My thought going into this draft was they went out and got Pickett and Flacco. If I was Barry, I would have rolled with those two guys, tried to fill roster holes that are clearly there across the roster. We're going to lose half our offensive line next year. And then you made the trade. That's fine. Go for the quarterback next year. But when they created this four-way circus, I was like, I'm done with these guys. They don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to throw a bunch of stuff at a wall and see what sticks.
Hmm. Brian, will you watch on Sunday?
Of course, because I love them.
I just want to make sure
they're
going to
win 23-13.
Now we're talking.
I just want to make sure. I just think it's hysterical because we all say it. Oh, I'm done. I'm never watching again.
Oh, I'm not done.
We all do.
I'm not done. It's just it's almost like watching somebody make a stumble and a mistake, and you feel like you've seen it enough times. Stop doing it, please. It's more like that.
Yeah, those are called kids. right?
Exactly.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian checking in from Florida.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.